Hare Krishna. I am so happy. I cannot even explain why, but I am extremely happy. I think it's because I'm in a happy room. Yeah, on the way to and from White Rock Lake, I pass some signs that say happy hour. I still haven't learned what that is, but I'm sure this hour is a lot. I can't think of a happier hour. A few hours, yeah. So, I'll begin at the end and then work backwards. But about a month ago, I met Brahmatirtha Prabhu in Los Angeles, and we were discussing the question of sincerity, because so often Srila Prabhupada would say that the main factor in Krishna consciousness is sincerity. So then the question arises, how to become sincere? So I told Brahmatirtha Prabhu three answers that I had heard from Srila Prabhupada. The first was, Srila Prabhupada said, the way to become sincere is to follow all of my instructions, however big or small. I heard that very early in my association with devotees, and I tried to follow that. Then I heard another answer that the way to become sincere is to desire to become sincere. And then the third answer I heard was to become sincere, you associate with devotees who are sincere. So when I said that, Brahmatirtha Prabhu said, yes, I like that one. And that's why I like to associate with Ritattvaja Swami. And when Brahmatirtha Prabhu said that, it resonated all the more so because just weeks earlier, when Bhurijan Prabhu was staying with me in Carpinteria, he had also mentioned how sincere His Holiness Ritattvaja Swami was. And in my own recent experience with him, Jai Shishi Radha Kala Chanji Ki Jai Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Ki Jai Shri Gaur Nithai Ki Jai Shri Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. I was privileged to experience at close quarters how sincere Maharaj is in Krishna consciousness. His whole morning, from whenever he got up, which was usually quite early, until noon, was spent pretty much exclusively chanting and hearing about Krishna. He would chant 32 rounds and read. At the time, Srimad Bhagavatam. And pretty much whatever time he had available, he would use first for his chanting and then for his reading. And even in his rounds, he's so sincere because, you know, devotees are, you know, they chant, and then there's also a question of how long it takes them to chant. And sometimes we chant faster. As time goes on, we might chant faster than we used to. And then we wonder, you know, am I pronouncing every word to the mantra? Or am I skipping beads? And His Holiness Ratatvaja Swami is so sincere that he holds his beads in both hands to make sure that he doesn't skip any beads. And you know, when he was staying with me, I had the best dreams, like every night I had such blissful dreams, mainly preaching with like really good God brothers, Devamrita Swami, Radhanath Swami, Naranjan Swami, like every night at least one or two or three of them, and mainly preaching or going on pilgrimage together. And literally, the day he left, I had a dream about my past, which was not the most glorious past. And I realized how much my consciousness had been elevated just by Maharaj's presence. Even if we weren't together in the same room, but just his presence, just thinking of him up in his quarters, chanting, reading, speaking to someone on Skype or on the phone to encourage them in Krishna consciousness, give his association or get their association. It really elevated my consciousness. And because of his elevating one's consciousness, one gets answers to questions very easily. He may not, you might confide in him about a particular question or problem, and he may or may not give a direct answer, but my experience is just in the process of expressing myself to him, I get so many answers. because, you know, he listens very sympathetically. He accepts you as you are. And he gives you confidence, you know, in your own ability to get answers and to go forward in Krishna consciousness. So we all are very blessed to have Maharaja's presence in our lives. We can't even really fathom the depth of Maharaja's sincerity and Krishna consciousness, or his positive influence on us and the movement and the planet. But we are extraordinarily fortunate. And I pray that we will have that good fortune of his association in our lives for many years to come, as long as we're in these bodies, and thereafter in our next life in service to Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. Hare Krishna.